bring me my stand. And don't sit down, I need your help. Come back on stage. That would be wonderful. Take that. Now, boys and girls, this week we have been learning all about how Jesus is the King of everything and everyone, and he went to the cross to rescue us from our sin. And today we're going to be thinking about his journey into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey before he died. But before we do anything else, we're going to pray together. So I'd love you to sit up straight, hands together so that you do not fidget, eyes closed so that you don't get distracted, and we'll talk to God together. Father God, thank you so much for CERT. Thank you that we got to learn all about who Jesus is and why he came. Please be with us now as we learn more about Jesus. Amen. Now we're going to try and act out the scene that was read out in today's true story from the Bible. And I'm going to need Ted, and Bill's help. This side of the room, you are Team Ted. And what I want you to shout out repeatedly over and over again is praise God. Okay. Praise God. Can you practice that now? Yeah, that's it. That's all you need to do.
Louder than them guys, okay?
And it is it's a celebration. Jesus is entering the city, so you're happy, not sad. Try again. Louder.
Happy and loud. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Praise God! Better.
That's better. Right, in this side of the room, you're with Bill. And you have to, yours is harder. There's more words. You have to shout, God bless the King of Israel. God bless the King of Israel.
God bless the King of Israel. Apparently I'm just doing it
my own. Yeah, with the whole group.
Ready?
Yeah, go! God bless the King of Israel. God bless the King of Israel. God bless the King of Israel.
That is a pretty poor effort.
Thank you.
You can do much better than that. Much louder. Try again and see if you can do better.
Ready? Really loud. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
God bless the King of Israel. God bless the King of Israel. God bless the King of Israel.
Okay. I didn't say stop.
Sorry.
That's fine. You can stop. And now in this passage, as Jesus enters into Israel, the people took entered into Jerusalem. People took palm branches and they were waving them. We do not have palm branches, but you should all have been given a palm cross as you came in. So take your palm crosses and wave them. So you have two jobs. You've got to chant and wave. I know that's hard, chanting and waving. And stop. If you are down the middle aisle, if your seat is against the middle aisle, you'll have a piece of cloth underneath your chair, or most of you will. We know from the other gospel accounts, as Jesus came in, the crowds threw their coats on the floor in front of him, but we don't want you throwing your actual coats and jumpers and getting them messy, so you've got random pieces of cloth I found in a cupboard. So you're going to throw them into the aisle as the donkey comes down. Okay, so we've got chanting, and Bill and Ted, you're responsible for that.
Yes.
We've got waving, you're all responsible for that. And though, if you're in the middle aisle, you're responsible for throwing your cloth when you see the donkey. Are we ready? Let's start the chanting.
Yeah.
Come on, donkey! There we go. Thank you so much. Take a seat, Bill and Ted. Well done. Now, in the passage, There are three clues in the story. There are three clues that tell us who Jesus is. The first is the palm branches. Now, I don't know if you know this, but palm branches were often waved as a way of welcoming a king. Read some historical accounts from the time and you will see palm branches being waved to welcome a king. There's also the crowd's chant on this side of the room. God bless the King of Israel. The crowd recognized that Jesus was the King of God's people. And so they cheered as he entered the city. And then there was the donkey that Jesus rode into the city on. One of God's prophets called Zechariah had hundreds of years before spoken about a king who would arrive in Jerusalem riding not on an amazing, powerful war horse, but on the back of a donkey. See, this passage from the Bible, this true Palm Sunday story, tells us one thing with crystal clarity. Jesus is king. Jesus is king. And I wonder if this morning you recognize him as king. Maybe you're a guest here today and you've never really thought about who Jesus is. Or if you do think of him, you think of him as a wise man or a good teacher or a myth of history. But you don't see him as God's chosen king. Well, don't miss the truth of Jesus' identity shouted at you from this Palm Sunday passage. Jesus is king. He is the king of everything and everyone. And more than that, he is the king who went to the cross to rescue you. Remember, Jesus isn't just heading into any old city. He's heading into Jerusalem, where a few days later, he is going to die on the cross for you. We talked about sin as when we try to take the crown off of God's head and put it on our own head. When we try to live as if we are king, as if we are boss of our own lives. And the Bible says two things very clearly. Sin deserves death and for us to face God's anger. But it also tells us clearly that God loved us. He loves us enough to have sent Jesus to die on the cross for us, to take the punishment for our sins so that we can be friends with God. And so I wonder whether you know this morning that you are deeply loved by God. I wonder if you know that God loved you sacrificially, that he was willing to do anything in order to make it possible for you to join his family, even sending his only son, Jesus Christ, into the world to take the punishment you deserve for all your wrongdoing. I just say, do not get to the end of this Easter unaware of God's great love for you and Jesus' amazing sacrifice for you. And finally, we learn at CERT that Jesus rose again to glory. After Good Friday comes Easter Sunday. After 3 days of being buried in a tomb, Jesus rose from the dead. He defeated death, and he promises us new life forever with him. Jesus is the king who entered Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. Jesus is the king who loved you enough to die for you. Jesus is the king who rose again and promises us life forever with him. Do not miss who Jesus is this Easter. Can I just say, if you are a guest here and you don't yet know Jesus as your king who loved you enough to save you, then we're running a short course after Easter called Christianity Explored. It's a great way to investigate the truth about who Jesus is and what he came to do in a bit more detail. Do grab one of these flyers at the back on your way out and think about joining us after Easter. Why don't I lead us in a final prayer and then I'll hand back to Bill and Ted. Father, thank you so much that Jesus is the King of everything and everyone. Thank you that he loved us enough to die for us. Thank you that he rose again, promising us life after death. Thank you so much for Jesus. Help us all to remember him this Easter. Amen.